Hey guys, this is Katie with Beauty's Got Muscle. Last week, I ran my mouth a lot about parking lots and car etiquette. This week, the talk continues. But we're focusing on lights, horns, and signals. Three major forms of communication that we use to basically signal our existence and what our intentions are in our vehicle to other drivers around us. So we don't all crash together and die in a ball of fire and metal. Nobody really wants to die in a ball of metal and fire. It sounds awful. First of all, when driving at night and you look out over your hood and you feel somewhat like Ray Charles, odds are something's missing and it's probably your headlights or you're blind. So I think if your headlights aren't on, you shouldn't drive. You're not smart enough to know to turn them on. So get out from behind that wheel. And if you're blind, I'm sorry, you also shouldn't drive. It's just how it goes. It's not safe for anybody. I think you understand. You can paint. I have no problem with you painting, but please don't drive. Now, there's another fact to the headlight situation, and those are your brights, or your high beams. You are burning the retinas of the people driving towards you in the oncoming traffic and the people who drive past you through their rearview mirrors. For the love of God, turn them off if you are not alone. So you get behind them, and you try and use your brights to tell them that they have their brights on, and you use Morse code to communicate to them, which they don't know Morse code, and nobody does, I'm pretty sure. And if you do, awesome. I'd love to learn it. Please teach me. But it's probably irrelevant because most of the other people don't know it, so I'm just going to be flashing my lights either way. The left lane is supposed to be the passing lane, and if you're cruising along, you tap your brights once, just one little flick, and it lets the car know to move over to the right lane and let the car behind you pass. For some reason today, it's 90% ego behind the wheels, and everyone thinks that the lane that they're in is their lane, and they own it, and they can go any speed that they feel happy with. Wrong, wrong, and wrong. All balled up in a big sandwich of wrong, with two pieces of wrong bread put together and eating it in a mouth of wrong. Now, horns. For the love of God, we are not musicians when we're in our car. Although, you know what, I can't really say that I haven't utilized my horn. But I'm not the kind of person that does double beep, you know, beep, beep, nothing. I'm not about that. I'm about the sustained horn hold, and it's to shame that person in front of me and to drive them nuts inside and to also let everybody else around me know that that car in front of me did a no-no. So if you cut in front of me suddenly or you brake check me, horn happens. People have intention with their brights. People have intention with their horns. Signaling is just Russian roulette out there. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it's happening when they're not doing anything. It's come to the point where I almost want to applaud when I see someone signal when they're going to the right and they actually do it. Many times I'll be stuck behind a car and there will be a signal on to go left. And for 30 seconds to a minute to 2 minutes, you're just watching the clock. And as that signal stays on and they stay straight in front of you and do not follow the indication in which they are signaling, pieces of your soul, I think, die. It might just be me, but I'm pretty sure I feel it. Now, when you see a person with hazards on, this is a different ballgame altogether. Do not get mad at that person. Do not get rude of them. Odds are, those hazards are on for a reason. There's something going on with the car. The person's struggling. There's panic. Move over. Give them the courtesy. Don't blow past them. Don't be mean to them. If there's someone in a wheelchair going along, you're not going to be like, asshole. You don't do that to the person because they're wheeling too slowly in front of you. By no means. That car is in need. Something's going on. You be nice to it. You show it respect and manners. That's all we're trying to get here. So if you take anything from this and my awful rants, and I do apologize because I probably sound like this pissed off redhead somewhere, which for the most part, I'm actually pretty positive. I'm one of the more positive redheads, but I'm very easily triggered. Like, I'm soaked in gasoline. Do not walk near me with a match. It's not gasoline. It's actually hairspray. But either way, matches are not a good thing. So, again, I was going somewhere to make a point, and I got so caught up in the idea of me on fire that I just got lost. I guess that's the moral of all this, though. And that's what I was probably trying to say from the beginning with ending up in a wrecked crash of metal and fire. If we just use car etiquette, none of this would happen. And I'd probably be a lot nicer of a person. Or just a lot less pissed off. This has been Katie with Beauty's Got Muscle, presented by Heels on the Wheels and the Performance Motorsports Network. Remember to check out my website, beautysgotmuscle.com, and like our Facebook page. Stay tuned for what's up next after a quick message from our sponsors.